And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you. This is the boys' turns. We got the point guard, Connor Price.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing? And we got, I don't know, what would we say, forward guard combo maybe a little bit with Gage Hutchins stepping in. So, fellas, good to have you on tonight. Obviously, a full week of basketball for you. Team got the first win of the season in the Winter Classic.
Yep.
Kind of start there. Man, three games where you guys are really competitive. You're right there. You got leads at one point. Keith Fisher gets you a little bit in that first game late. Guymon, you know, you got them, and they bring it back a little bit, get you into the tee. But you got the one over Clinton. And then last night, very talented Dodge City team. Tochi Okoro, long length. Guys were battling, just couldn't quite find it over the top. But, you know, talk about this past week, especially that Winter Classic. It seemed like at spurts you guys played really well. And then some other times, you just, you know, you're learning together.
Yeah.
Is that how you kind of summarize it, Connor?
Yeah, I would say, like, I mean, it's obviously early in the season.
Sure.
So as the season goes on, we'll get better at finishing games. Yeah. I think that just us being, like, we don't have much experience from last year. We only got one starter really returning, maybe two. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of young with experience. And I think as the season goes on, we'll get better with finishing games.
Absolutely.
As long as we just keep battling, keep pushing, I think we'll get some wins.
Gage, my guy, you know, talking about you specifically, you've kind of been, you know, off the bench, put into spots where it's like, hey, you come out, you got to make an impact. What can you do that? You know, you've had some buckets straight off the bench and been, you know, part of that defense in some key spots.
Mm-hmm.
How's the season going for you early on, trying to kind of figure out your role in all this? You're a young guy yourself, but, you know, just saying, okay, I'm going to try to make an impact at any point I get out there.
Yeah, I just try to play hard every time I go out there and try to help my team out. That's all.
Absolutely. And how do you feel like, you know, Connor was talking about just trying to close those games. Is there a big key, you think, to closing these games, you know, down the stretch? Is there some that you feel like you guys just got to do a little bit better to close these games out?
Rebounding and just not fouling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, last night we're in Dodge City. Mm-hmm. We talked about with Coach Moore a little bit off here. Obviously, different state. Ref's going to be a little bit different on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Connor, how's it trying to kind of adjust that game day? I mean, we see it in Oklahoma. I mean, even in the city, they'll call a little bit different than maybe in some of the rural areas. I know they say it's on the player to kind of adjust that. How do you go about that as a player to make sure, hey, I'm adjusting game to game?
I mean, I just kind of start early to, like, get a feel for the refs, kind of, like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they, like, we're kind of used to letting them – they usually let us play.
Sure.
And then going to play like that, it's kind of like ticky-tack, they'll call. So, you just got to get used to it. I mean, and, like, especially, like, over the summer, playing over summer, you don't get a lot of calls.
Right, yeah, so it's a little bit more rough.
It's a little bit different. But we just got to adjust to that better and, like, just kind of no hand checks, because that kind of hand check. So just kind of get used to it.
Definitely. Gage, you know, last night you guys obviously you've seen Weatherford a couple times already.
Yeah.
But last night you get Tochi Okoro. He's not maybe as tall as a guy like CJ Nixon, the Sage Twins, but man, he had some long arms. What's it like going against a guy like that, you know, trying to fight and be physical with him, but not maybe be too aggressive to the point where you're hurting your team more than anything, you know?
It's hard because he has length, and, I mean, it's hard to get, you know, block him because his length, and all you got to do is, like, go low and play good defense, and he can't do anything, so.
Absolutely, and we've seen you make, you know, kind of a lot of hustle plays defensively, and that's it. You know, you talk about just coming out and trying to be there and intense.
Mm-hmm.
You're a young guy, though. What do you credit that to? Is it just saying, hey, I'm just going to go out and get it done right now? What's your mentality when you're coming off the bench?
I'm just trying to go out there and try to play good defense to win the game, and also just to have that defensive mentality to, you know, if I can help out the defense, you know.
Absolutely.
My players will help me out.
Connor, you're a great example on this. Being very vocal on the court, how important is it to get those guys to talk to each other in tight games like Dodge City when you're down by one?
I mean, I think it's like one of the most important things, because we just got to all come together. And especially like being a point guard, I'm kind of like the player or the coach's voice on the court. So I just got to like translate that, you know, make sure what set we're in, what defense we're in. And like we had spurts last night where like we're trying to get going, got going, had momentum. And, like, we just got to remind them, stay in what set we're in, like, press in, stay up. So it's really important to be vocal out there.
And to follow that up a little bit, Connor, you're talking about just being kind of the coach's voice.
Yeah.
You know, how tough is it when you got guys, like I said, you know, you only returned one real kind of key starter. We got a lot of guys that are still figuring things out to say, hey, we've got to be really consistent in what we do. How do you try to help with that? Obviously, you've been in the system for a few years now. Sure, you're adjusted to coach games, yeah. But you've gone through that, you know, playing a lot.
Well, I mean, I just keep reminding them, like, just over and over, just know what we're in and, like, stay on top of that. And, you know, being in new systems, it changes a lot. So, like, you know, this come from freshman year. This is kind of my third coach from my freshman to junior year. You know, that's a lot of change. But I think if we're just vocal, me being vocal, just stay on top of everything will really help us.
Absolutely. And turn the focus away from the court a little bit, talk about school. Obviously, you guys moving along in your careers. And, you know, Gage, how would you feel this year's going for you so far? Kind of still, I wouldn't say getting used to the high school life.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a year under belt. But how's it different, I guess, compared to maybe last year even?
I just feel like it's more harder this year than last year.
Gotcha. Is it the classes or is it just, you know, what was it? Just trying to learn maybe
on a
higher level?
Just trying to get used to, like, all the, you know, work and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Connor, for you, kind of, you know, important year, so to speak. We talked about Riley being part of that junior. That's usually that year where you're doing the more college class stuff.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure things out for the future in senior year. How's it going for you with the school side?
It's going good. I think it's going good. But, you know, college algebra is really – it was really stressful, but I got through that.
Yeah.
Got through that, and now it's on to finals, getting semester tests.
Ooh.
Just gotta prepare for those. But other than that, it's going pretty good.
I gotcha. How do you guys try to balance that? I mean, we talk with a lot of student athletes. Obviously, you guys are. You know, do you feel like you're kind of on top of managing the sports versus the school side of things, or you're still maybe saying, "Hey, I got to figure some things out with time management"?
Nah, I'm definitely. I probably shouldn't be where I am, but, you know, my parents just keep pushing me for school. But I'm always on the sports side.
Yeah. You need that little push sometimes.
Yeah.
Gage, how do you feel you manage the student life versus the
athletic
life?
Yeah, it's like what he said. Like, I feel like that I should be doing better. Like, my parents keep pushing me, but, yeah, I focus on basketball, too.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
While we're still on the school subject, you guys are talking about semester tests. Are we going to get exempt from any of these semester tests?
No, they changed the rule.
No, they did.
They changed the rule.
No.
This is the first year we got to take semester tests no matter what.
No matter what.
Which, I mean, I guess that prepares us for, like, college. But
yeah, because you can't really duck out of stuff. You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I see where they're coming from, but still.
Oh, man.
It's tougher, guys. It's been in the system a couple years, and you're like, oh, you're changing it all. You're changing it. And guys, as we look towards, you know, the Christmas break, first couple games still on hand. Elk City on Saturday. Get to see the Elks first time this season. And then Clinton, who you've already seen, already dealt with, but mainly kind of focused on that Elk City game. What challenges do you think they're going to present? So got a guy like Cole Bowie around who's going to be kind of an issue. What do you feel like are their biggest things you're going to deal with?
I think their ball handler, Cole, he's really good.
Yeah.
And I think just rebounding and pushing up the floor and getting to our sets will really help us win. You know, if we just play our way, know how we play, we can win that game. It's a really good game for us to win.
Any keys to add that, Gage, or is it just kind of take care of the fundamentals, do you think, in that matchup?
Yeah, just rebound and don't turn over the ball that much and, push it up and run our offense.
Absolutely. Just play some sound basketball for sure. Finally, guys, going into the Christmas break, looking to just relax a little bit. Got anything special planned over the Christmas break? Gonna spend some time with family, or is it just gonna be relaxing a bit?
No, I'll just be relaxing. I'll be sleeping. That's
sleeping.
What I'll be doing.
Okay. I'll ask Sir Gage. What about you?
I'm going to Colorado Springs to spend time with my dad.
Awesome. Good deal. That'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, hey, time has run short on you. We appreciate you hopping on. Good stuff tonight. Good luck out there before the winter break.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now it's Connor Price, Gage Hutchins for the boys basketball team. We'll step aside for a break and come back with head coach Kayla Gaines. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshot's offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshot's Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Long Shots Bar and Grill.